The spring portal is closed and Auburn survived without any major casualties.
In a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes. An Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off. And you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fly.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's episode 38 of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Five, and the spring portal is closed. Auburn dodges a ton of bullets, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk. We did lose one last player, Coy Moore. We're going to talk about that, and then we're going to talk a little bit about what's left, what we could look to possibly add in the coming days and weeks to kind of finish off this roster and head into the 2024 football season. But before we do, you know we got to give a shout-out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Just launched a TV show in Huntsville and Columbus called Retirement Results. You can catch it on Sundays in Huntsville at 10:30 on WZDX. And in Columbus on 8:30 on Sundays on WXTX. They'll be talking all kinds of stuff as far as retirement planning and things like that. And you can get a chance to see Ford in person, kind of, on the television. So get a chance to know him before you actually get to know him. Check out the TV show or check him out on his website, activewealth.com or annuity360.net. Reach out to him. Tell him War Eagle. Tell him you're ready to grow. You've worked so hard to save your money, and you're ready to let him help you protect it and grow it and get you ready for the future. So love Ford. Ford loves Auburn, loves the show. So definitely got to show him some love. Ford Stokes, Active Wealth Management, annuity360.net. All right, guys, the portal is officially closed. We can all kind of take a breath. Take a breath, relax. There can be no more defections. There can be no more defections from the roster. There can be no one left that can go into the portal and transfer. And Auburn, I believe, came out on the winning side of player retention. It did not come without drama, though. There was several guys that went into the portal or were rumored to want to go into the portal that Auburn had to fight, honestly, to, you know, keep, whether that be for to find, you know, a little bit of a better situation playing time wise. And it was they were a crucial piece, and you didn't really want to lose them, even if they weren't 100%, you know, in the starting rotation. Maybe it was NIL. Regardless, you had guys like there was rumors of Keontae Scott going into the portal. That would have been a huge blow. You know, one of your veteran leaders on defense, incredible punt returner. That was a guy that I think when there was a lot of the coaching transition, there were some schools that were hitting him up, you know, tampering, doing whatever they could to try to get him to say, hey, look, it's more stable over here. Come over here. We'll hit you up with this NIL package, whatever. And I think that was something that was very tempting for him. You know, his last season, you know, I want to make sure I have a little bit more stable situation, because we didn't really know the whole defensive coaching, you know, how that whole situation was going to work out. But we ended up, you know, obviously saving him, and he's going to be a huge focal point for the defense and special teams for the 2024 season. He's also a huge factor in recruiting. You know, he's one of the big guys that, you know, he calls himself the closer. You know, when we go land a lot of these portal guys, I think Keontae Scott's a big piece of, you know, why we get a lot of these guys. So, but that was one that was close. Obviously, the most recent one you had was Tyler Scott. Colton Hood goes into the portal. Both are reserve guys that were destined to play more minutes, more snaps this season and possibly be a part of the starting rotation moving forward in 2025. There's rumors of Tyler Scott going into the portal. Never actually got in. You save that one. And that saves another 6-foot-plus, 200-pound corner DB from, you know, possibly leaving the roster. So that's obviously big there. Brian Battee. You know, great kickoff returner, a situational type running back, one of the older players on the team. I thought he did a really good job filling his role from last year. It's not a really not a guy you really want to lose. He went. He actually went fully into the portal and then, you know, came back to Auburn. So those are sort of the major names, I guess, that you that went in that you really didn't want to lose. And Auburn did a really good job of, you know, not taking it personal and just, you know, fighting tooth and nail to sort of keep those guys together. So it's not like Auburn just had a drama-free portal season. And that was in the December portal and the spring portal. So there was a little bit of fireworks in both for Auburn on the drama side, but it just goes to show you how, when you have a good organization, you have everybody on the same page, that the player attention piece of it doesn't really become so much of a threat. I mean, it's a threat, but you feel good that you got your systems in place to be able to retain those guys that you really don't want to lose. So I think Auburn definitely won there. So what did we lose? Okay, so it looks like, based off of On3, there was around 25 or 26 players that left Auburn. Some of those are walk-ons. I think the four or five are walk-ons. So do you count those? Do you not? Whatever. Regardless, they're in the count, so you got to leave them in there. But keep in mind, you know, four to five of those guys, you have your Sawyer Pates, those type players Kyle Vecchiarella, who I think was a long snapper. Like, you still have those type guys that go into the portal to transfer, and they're counted. So 25, I'm really only counting maybe 20 to 21. And, you know, of those, probably the most significant one that you lose is Jay Fair, that probably just went. I mean, Jay Fair and Cam Riley both played a ton of snaps. They both played a ton of snaps. So those two are probably the ones that are the most significant, although I think Cam Riley was probably losing snaps as he went, you know, as time went on, and this was his last real year to sort of make something happen. And he commits to NC State, and then he decommits. So he hasn't really found a home yet. I guess in theory he could come back to Auburn. So that might be one to watch moving forward. And then you got Jay Fair, who was one of your more steady receivers in a very dark time for Auburn offense. It's so unfortunate that he came along when he did, because I think he could have been a really good player eventually. He's a little bit smaller. This is my best description of Jay Fair. He's an outside receiver in a slot receiver's body. He does a lot of the things really well on the outside and probably lacks a little bit of the quick twitch that you would need from, you know, like a slot guy, which is why a Javarius Johnson, as he got healthy last year, took more and more snaps away from him, because I just feel like he was a more effective, quick twitch type guy that you have in the slot. But I wish Jay Fair goes to USC, so it's not like he downgraded. I think he made a really good – obviously found a really good spot. USC throws the ball around. Lincoln Riley values him a lot. So that could be – you know, I wish him all the best. It's a dude that never was an – you never heard his name as an issue anywhere. Never was a problem. He was always, you know, always talked about in very high regards. So just from that piece, I think he has an incredible family. So from that piece, it's a loss, obviously. It's a big loss, because he's a player that wasn't ever going to cause you any problems. He was a player that was never going to cause you any issues, any headaches. He was just going to come to work and get it done. So definitely those two guys are your biggest losses from a snaps / production standpoint, for sure. Now on the future side, you didn't want to see Colton Hood go. For sure. That was Colton Hood and Tyler Scott sort of rumored to go in the portal at the same time. I don't think Tyler Scott ever officially got in the portal, but Colton Hood did. He goes to Colorado. He was a guy that was going to, you know, he was going to play more. He was going to play more this year. And I think next year he probably could have been, you know, one of the starting, he probably could have worked his way into one of the starting cornerback roles, or even played a little bit of safety. Like he was just a very talented back, very talented defensive back. So Colton Hood, depending on how you view, I mean, you obviously we talk you know, Robbie Ashford was one, you know, just from, you know, he was a very talented, he could have been a very talented skill guy. He was a very talented runner at times at quarterback, but he goes to South Carolina. That one got a lot of headlines. But then you really just go down, you really go down the list and you just really don't. Javarius Johnson, that was another one that was a big, he was big from a production standpoint. But again, I think Auburn has upgraded there at the whole, you know, the starting four receivers. And then you still got some studs that are coming in the summer. So again, the transfer portal is not just who you bring in. You know, how good are we with the guys that brought in? It's a lot of how well are you able to keep your team? How well are you able to maintain your roster? Would that be like the culture that you created that makes people want to stay and work hard and eventually work their way into the starting lineup because they see the value of that? I think that's huge. And we're only about a year and a half in, but a lot of the, you know, to be able to retain a lot of the guys that you brought in, you know, that Hugh Freeze brought in when he first got here, I think that speaks volumes as far as like where we're possibly going in the future as far as roster retention goes. I don't think you're ever going to not lose, you know, anywhere from 18 to 20 players a year at this point in time. Like, I think it's just impossible. So if you can be around that 20 number, not including walk-ons, I think you're going to be in a good spot. Georgia had like 24 to 25 guys go into the portal, and they're one of the best programs in college football. And I would wager if you look at Ohio State's, your USC, whoever you value as one of the top programs in the country, you're probably going to see a fair amount of defections every single year. How you mitigate the damage, how you mitigate the losses is what's going to determine how successful you are portal year in, portal year out. It's the portal is here, it's popping, and it's something that you have to, if you try to ignore it, it'll bite you. And it seems like Auburn's got the pieces in place now to be able to keep players as well as go get and make yourself better. So all in all, now that the portal's closed and no more Auburn players can leave, I would give Auburn an A, at least an A plus. I would say A at worst, A plus at, you know, at best as far as player retention goes. And then once we've sort of finished the roster off of what we've added, and we'll talk a little bit about what to expect there a little bit later, we'll talk about what the grade is as far as bringing players in, as far as adding players to the roster from the portal and what that grade looks like. Before we move on to talk about, you know, one of the last guys that goes in the portal and kind of let me rant on that a little bit, got to give a shout out. I don't have an ad for it yet, but you got to give a shout out to the Joint Chiropractic. Boyce Callahan over at the Joint Chiropractic Clinic in Tigertown, right next to Kroger. I mean, it's literally right next to Kroger in Tigertown. They just do an unbelievable job. It's not just, hey, let me go in and get my back cracked. You're going to go in, you're going to diagnose where your pain's coming from. What are some possible reasons that you've had some issues? You know, could it be an injury? Could it be the way you're sleeping? Come to find out, I sleep like a caveman, and it gives me all kinds of problems in my hips and in my neck. And we've put together a plan to kind of help alleviate some of my lower back issues I've had, neck range of motion, things like that. So I've never done a chiropractor before, but so far I'm two sessions in, and I love it, and I love actually having a plan to sort of work towards feeling a little bit better. So if you want to try that out, give them a shout. The Joint Chiropractor in Tigertown, right next to Kroger. Boyce Callahan, tell them C5 sent you. All right, the last casualty, so to speak, of the portal from Auburn was Coy Moore. And, you know, Coy was one of the guys that was brought in under Brian Harsin. And we had a lot of, I think there was a lot of optimism on what he could be. You know, LSU's always been loaded with wide receivers. They always seem to get in. It seems like they have another first round guy every time you turn around, and their room's always loaded. And you kind of felt like Coy was just a guy that was incredibly talented, but he just never, you know, he was surrounded by a ton of other talented guys. And if you could just get him in a situation where he could be a feature guy, he could be just as productive as some of these guys in front of him. So I was incredibly excited when we added him. And I think under better circumstances, he probably could have been a better player. But I mean, you came into the complete utter dysfunction of what was going on as far as offensive football under Brian Harsin. And then you could say into last year a little bit with the whole deal with, you know, the Phillip Montgomery and Hugh turning over the play calling and things of that nature. It just didn't really fit him. And I totally understand. He goes into the portal. He graduated from Auburn. He's going as a graduate transfer. I think that's great that he, you know, went ahead. He was so close to finishing his degree. Now he's got a degree, so he can go try to find somewhere to play kind of stress-free. You know, I got sort of a pathway. If the football thing doesn't work out, I still think he's a talented kid, and he'll probably do pretty well wherever he goes. Maybe just take a little step down somewhere, and he'll be a pretty good – I think he'll be a good teammate. That's one guy you never – kind of like Jay Fair, you just never had any problems. You never heard anything negative about him. I think the most controversial thing that he ever did was to say something like maybe he was the best wide receiver in that LSU wide receiver room. That was probably the most controversial thing that he said. A guy that just trying to be confident in who he is. He never got in trouble. You never heard issues about him working out or showing up late for practice or being disciplined for over practice or anything like that. Kid was kind of quiet and just sort of went about his business. And I think he probably, if the graduation thing wasn't so, you know, close, or graduation thing wasn't so like a priority for him, he probably would have gone into the portal a little bit early. But I think there was conversations like, hey, I understand we got to bring in some more talent. I understand that, you know, my snaps are going to decrease. If we just let me get through graduation, I'll free up my spot. You know, you guys go your way, I'll go mine. I mean, I don't understand. There's no better way to break up, so to speak, than the way this thing went down with Coy Moore. It's really hard to kind of point a finger at him and say anything negative toward him. He didn't even say anything negative in leaving. You know, this isn't an Aiden Holloway situation where it's like, oh, the coach sold me a bill of goods or sold me a dream and let me shoot 50 more threes than the next person on the whole roster. It wasn't one of those situations. There was an incredible amount of we pride ourselves as being the Auburn family. There was an incredible amount of animosity towards Coy Moore that was honestly embarrassing. I was embarrassed. It honestly made me mad. Like, I don't typically get upset, and I don't typically I try not to voice much negativity or much animosity, especially on Twitter. But my gosh, man, guys, like that, some of the things that were said were pathetic. Like, honestly, he dropped a punt. He's the backup. He was the backup punt returner, and he dropped the punt in the Iron Bowl. I understand. I was mad at the time as you were. There's no way you feel worse than Coy Moore. There's no way you feel worse than him. And it wasn't like afterwards he was like, oh, screw y'all, get over it. He said he's sorry. That was on me thing. Like, why would you ever hold that against someone so much so that you do celebration tweets and celebration posts that the guy leaves your team? We're better than that. We're better than that. We love to preach family. All that does is show everybody that you're full of crap when you say stuff like that. That one really shocked me. I'm going to be completely honest. That one really shocked me. It's one thing to like say something in like a group text, I guess. And maybe you can say you're two-faced or whatever. I don't care. But on a public forum bashing a kid that he could probably see, when he's not really giving you any issues other than just lack of production. I don't know. I just think we're better than that. And if it's Aiden Holloway, free game. You know, he opened the floodgates. I say tee off on him. He deserves every bit of it. Coy doesn't. Coy doesn't. Man, he just wanted to graduate. He's moving on. He's freeing up his spot. So you freeing up. He costs next to nothing on. He costs next to nothing from NIL perspective. So it wasn't like he was a big drain that prevented us from getting anyone else. He just wanted to graduate and moved on. It's that simple. So. I don't know. I was kind of shocked at some of those. Some of the tweets went, in my opinion, way overboard. And you know, I know I'm not perfect, and maybe this is. I don't want to make this sound like I'm beating my chest. I just think we can be better. I don't think we have to be a bunch of fuddy duds or a bunch of just boring folks. But we can have some fun. But like, man, that was a tough look yesterday. That was a tough look to watch people kind of poop on Coy. When he really just did nothing other than he just didn't sort of live up to his potential. He was never an issue. He was never a problem. He wasn't even demanding playing time. he just got in whenever he got in, and then that was it. That's all you ever heard about him. So I don't know. Maybe we could try to do a little bit better next go around for stuff like that. I mean, gosh, it was tough. Again, the dropping the punt was tough. The throwing the interception against LSU on the dumbest play call at the dumbest situation ever. You ask a kid to throw a pass that doesn't throw passes in a crucial situation, and he throws an interception that kind of cost us the game. I mean, he didn't call that play. he didn't call that play. I get it. But, man, let's just be better. All right, moving on. What's left in the portal? What are we looking to add moving forward? So I think the biggest group of names you're going to see is from DB, because obviously you lost a guy like Colton Hood, a couple other guys you want to at least replace. And we have roughly, I think that's now we have 78 spots with Coy leaving. So you have 85 total that you can give. So that's seven. I don't think we're going to add seven more, but you may add three or four more. And at least one, if not two of those, are probably going to be DBs. So one name that popped up, I kind of mentioned it, and then I didn't even realize this. Javion Cole, his nickname is Boog. Is there anything more perfect? Is there anything that's more meant to be than adding a kid who's called, but like his middle name is Boog? Javion Boog Cole. That is in his Twitter profile, is that that's his nickname. I mean, I feel like he should be my co-host on the show probably. If he comes, he should probably be my co-host. I say the word sometimes, but I don't go by the word. That's not my name. So I think, other than him just being also him being a really good player, the match just seems perfect. So a little bit of background. He's one of those 5'10-ish, 5'10 plus, 185, 190-pound corners. So he's got a good body type. He played 1 year at Cal Poly, transfers up to San Jose State, and seemingly is continuing to get better. He had four interceptions his freshman year, three interceptions last year, a bunch of tackles for a corner, which corners don't typically make a ton of tackles, but a bunch of tackles last year. He even had a sack, a fumble recovery. And it looks like he, 10 pass deflections. So this guy was pretty much locked down at that level. Very, very, very good player. And his name's, his nickname's Boog. Not just getting him for the fun of adding that nickname to the roster, but I think to be as far as spring portal additions go, I think this guy could be a very adequate replacement for a Colton Hood, and he's got 2 years to play. Remember, last show we talked about, we have no juniors hardly on this team. This is a guy that you need that can come in, play some snaps now, move into next year. You're going to lose Keontae Scott. So could he slide into a Keontae Scott role next year as a senior, as a leader? That's big. That's big to add that age group, that two people that have 2 years or 3 years plus. We need those on the roster because we don't have very many. We only have 13 13 true sophomores and 10 juniors. Okay. So you got to get, you got to start adding some folks. Got to start adding some folks in those roles. And Javion Boog Cole could be a huge addition. So I think he's scheduled to, for, to visit already. I think on the 6th is when he's coming. So early part of, I think the early part of next week is when he'll be here. So let's keep an eye on that one. Would love to add Javion Boog Cole to the roster. He's coming in to visit. Typically, when we get a visit, there's a good chance you're going to get him. Another name that just popped, and it says there's been some communication, and this is a very, very intriguing prospect. Went in on the last day of the portal, D'Angelo Pons. Now, the only connection we see is from, I believe, Hayes Fawcett tweeting that, you know, when they do their graphic, they talk about who all has been involved in contacting this guy. And Auburn was on the list. Okay. I don't know of Auburn's involvement fully yet as far as their interest level goes in D'Angelo Pons. But this is another corner, a little bit of a smaller guy, but he played at James Madison. And you know that team was really good. That James Madison team was very, very good. He's from a kid from Florida. True freshman last year. True freshman. Had 52 tackles, two interceptions, two fumble recoveries, 12 pass deflections at 5'9". So, yes, he's one of the small. He's a smaller guy, but he does not lack. It doesn't seem to, at least on that level, does not seem to hinder him. This kid's a dog. Okay, he's rated as On3's number one player available in the portal at the moment. So he kind of went in. I don't think anybody was expecting it. I'm sure he was freshman all conference in that conference. Really, really good player. Again, a little bit smaller than we typically are seeing. You're seeing a type that we're going after. He is not technically that type from a size perspective, but this kid can play. This kid can play. I'll be very interested to see what type of visits this kid goes on. And he's sort of looking, you know, in the tweet that showed all the schools that were interested that reached out to him. There's 22 schools on the graphic, and all of them are, you know, the who's who of college football. So that's one that's going to be very intriguing to watch develop over the weekend, over the next couple of days, and see if Auburn can kind of get on the visit list. Because again, if you can get on the visit list, you feel good about possibly landing him. Can you get him in before, do you get him in shortly after Boog Cole, Javion Boog Cole? Do you get him in? Do you get Cole? And then that sort of cements the fact that you don't need another corner. I don't know that yet. I don't know how the numbers are going to work at defensive back. It still feels like, even though we lost some guys, it still feels like we're super deep in that room. So even though this is an incredible player, and it may be somebody that's just so good, even if you got a full room, you got to add this guy to the roster. We'll just have to see how that one plays out. But D'Angelo Pons, very, very interesting name this late in the portal to enter. And I'd say kind of keep an eye on that one. But I think Cole's probably your primary guy. And if everything were to check out whenever he visits, probably look to add that one. Probably looked at that one will be one of the final pieces to the puzzle as far as adding to the roster. Khalil Jacobs, he left. You're listening to this on Thursday. He leaves his visit this morning. I think from all aspects, the visit went amazing. I think there is a really good, you know, you got a really good shot with this guy. And I think you're going to start to see more news pop out. Does he still take his visits to Missouri? Does he still take his visits to Alabama? Will he visit all three and then make a decision afterward, or can Auburn go ahead and close the door on this guy early? I don't necessarily think if you don't get a commitment right away and he does take other visits, I don't necessarily mean that means Auburn missed. I feel like Auburn knows what they have to do to get him. And if they really push, they could probably close the door, even though he's going to go visit his former head coach that's now the defensive coordinator at Alabama. So they've missed on a bunch of guys in the portal lately. There's several guys, especially in the defensive back room. They've even had some commitments go into the portal. from this 2024 class and enrolled early in the defensive back room. They've had guys leave, and they've sort of struck out on a lot of their targets lately. So are they quite as organized yet with this new staff getting through spring and everything? Are they quite organized yet to really attack the portal like they need to? I don't think you can just count Brandon. I don't think you can just count Khalil Jacobs as a automatic just because of the connection with Kane Womack, his former head coach at South. I just don't think you can just chalk that up as, an automatic. I think Missouri's going to give him a lot to think about. Auburn for sure has given a lot to think about. You saw him on Instagram Live doing his photo shoots and all the stuff in the Auburn uniform. Looked good, by the way, in the Auburn uniform. And I think that kid could be a factor, another two-year player, another guy, two-year player that could possibly make an impact. So, again, player retention, unreal. I feel like Auburn got an A+, A at worst, but an A+ in player retention. That's a part of the portal that you don't really think about a lot. You know, how do we, you know, you always are thinking about acquisition. You're not thinking about retention, and Auburn did a really good job at retention. They've done a good job on both sides, but especially retention. We talked about Coy Moore. Wish him the best. Let's try to be cooler on Twitter and not be, just so brutal for a kid that didn't really ever cause any problems. And then we talked to a couple of players to keep your eye on. Again, linebacker, DB, possibly some there may be a couple of linemen, interior linemen that you could look at that got a couple of years to play that Auburn could probably take a look at. But, 78 total players, probably going to add three or four more, and then you're looking at, at giving some walk-on scholarships and things like that, which is fine. I mean, if you can get over 80 scholarships, 80, 81, 82 scholarships, I think that's going to be pretty average. I think that's going to be pretty normal for college football moving forward, especially with the way, the portal works and it's just a turnstile of kids coming and going. I think overall, so far, Auburn's had a really good portal season. I wish we could have had a little bit of the organization that we have now in December. I think it could have been even better, but I think it's something fun to look at moving forward, that Auburn's going to be a very competitive team in the portal moving forward every single time it opens. So something to look forward to. But, guys, I really appreciate it. Y'all have a great weekend. This is episode 38. Of the Top Button Podcast. We're closing in on episode 40. We'll hit that next week. It's been a blast. So like this video, subscribe to this channel, comment, let me know. Do you think Auburn did a terrible job in the portal from retention wise? Do you put more value on some of the guys that left than I'm putting on it? Do you think I'm, crazy? Do you think we did a great job? What do you think about Coy Moore? Do you think I'm crazy there as far as my take goes on trying to be a little bit more professional, be a little bit more nice on Twitter for kids that don't give us any issues? And then what do you think about some of the players we mentioned that we have left? You comment, I'm more than likely going to comment back. We'll have a conversation. So again, I really appreciate it. You guys are great. Thanks for listening. And this is episode 38 again of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.